If you will allow me, permit me to talk a little bit more football. We're going to change codes, though, after a statement was made by the Crime and Corruption Commission late yesterday, saying that based on their current information, the CCC expects any further arrests of current or former sports people will occur by the end of this week or early next week. However, if new information comes to hand, the CCC may consider further arrests, and they remain focused on the cocaine trafficking syndicate. Andrew Travis is the CEO of the AFL team here on the coast, the Gold Coast Suns, and he joins me this morning. Hi, Andrew.
Ah, good morning, Ben.
And with all of these rumours, et cetera, that were flying around before we had people charged and arrested in the Rugby League Code, what have you been doing within the Suns?
Oh, I guess when we heard about the allegations last Friday with Carmichael, I guess we've done what you'd expect us to do, is to work closely with the AFL and ask a lot of questions and try and gather some facts and information about the potential matter. And we've been doing that over the past few days. And at this point in time, there's been nothing that's come up that's suggested our players have any involvement in the matter.
So. Okay, and how have you done that? Are you going to your players and saying, boys, be up front with us. We want you to tell us now before we get a knock on the door from the CCC or the cops?
Oh, that was part of our process, I guess, Bern. We met with the players Monday morning. They were actually on some leave over the course of the weekend. So first thing Monday when they arrived back, we, the senior coach, the general manager of football operations and myself, met with them and I guess just re-emphasised the seriousness of the matter and asked them if anyone had any information or had any direct contact, that our expectation would be that they would come and share that with us as a club. And nobody's come forward at this point in time.
The allegations, as we understand it, regarding Carmichael Hunt was that he was playing at the Suns at the time of these alleged incidences. How certain are you that no Suns players are involved?
Oh, look, I guess, you know, as we've got to be really clear what the facts are, our understanding is that the matters happened in the period September-October, and Carmichael finished up with us in late August. On that basis, you know, technically wasn't with the club at that point in time. But we have, you know, ongoing education programs. There's testing that happens regularly within the AFL environment. And you know, there's been no issues that have come to our attention through any of those programs that we do have in place.
Okay, well, look, given everything you've just said to me, so you're saying you really feel very confident the Suns are going to come out of this unscathed. I just want to just raise something that a lot of people keep talking about, saying, you know, we keep talking about the charges and this and that. What about performance enhancing? I'll just bring up that the CCC is not alleging that any individuals charged in last week used illegal substances in a performance enhancing capacity. As we look across all sports now, Andrew Travis, do you think we're doing enough in terms of drug testing?
Well, I guess I can only comment on the AFL, Bern, in terms of what our industry is doing, because I'm not familiar, I guess, in detail with what the other industries are doing, but this has been a focus of the AFL for quite some time, and the programs that AFL players have in place, which start before they arrive at the clubs through the you know, the AFL pathway programs, I think as a code and as a club, we feel really comfortable with the programs are in place. Obviously, does that mean you're ever going to be immune to an incident at some point in time? Of course, it can't, but yeah, we're really comfortable with what's been done for our club and our industry.
Andrew Travis is the CEO of the Gold Coast.